When you want something real and to have a good time, put a smile on your face, yeah, KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Let everything have breath this afternoon. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so delighted tonight to be with you guys on this blessed Tuesday evening. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're excited about what God wants to say. We're excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. Listen, I need y'all to take a minute right now and go ahead and tag a neighbor, tag a friend, and let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the air tonight. Amen. Make sure you tag every intercessor, tag every prayer warrior, tag every preacher, reacher, teacher. Amen. You can even tag the cussers. Come on, somebody. We're trying to get everybody, lottie dottie, on the line tonight. Amen. Amen. Because God does have a word. Hallelujah, with all of us in mind. Amen. So can y'all hear me clearly tonight? Can you hear me well on the on tonight? Can you hear me good? Tell me if you can hear me good. Amen. I'm so glad for those of you that are tuned in right now. I hope that others are able to get in. So what I need for y'all to do for me is make sure that those who are coming in or are not able to come on, just let them know to call somebody, and we'll try to hook them up by three-way. Amen. We want to make sure that those that want to listen are able to hear. Amen. Glory to God. So we're excited tonight again. We're thankful to God for this beautiful day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. All right. Make sure y'all call in Lottie Dottie and everybody and let them know that Apostle is here. Amen. Just like we said on last week, we are here again tonight. We thank God for his grace. We thank him for his mercy. Amen. Because without him, we could do anything. Without him, we would fail. And so because of his love for us and because of his purpose and what he purposed for our lives, he's made doors to be open for us. There are multiple doors, amen, of opportunity that God is allowing his people to walk in. So I suggest to you on tonight to put down and cast down fear, amen, and doubt, so that you'll be able to obtain these doors. You'll be able to knock down these doors. You'll begin to walk into these doors that God has already preordained for your life. Amen. Amen. So listen, I want to go ahead and give my accolades, amen, this evening. I thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim, amen, and the Elations family, amen. I thank God for her on tonight. Hallelujah, for always being in the right place at the right time doing God's work. Amen. I thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. All right, I want to give a shout-out also to my husband on tonight, Bishop James Hunter. I want to shout-out the Forever Flowing Ministries family, married to ministry. Amen. We want to thank God, the Body of Believers International Prayer Line. We thank God for each and every one of you that may come on. For those of you that are come on, that are on now and then may come back on by replay, we thank God for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into a word of prayer. I mean, for y'all to still tag them now, go ahead and text them and let them know I'm here. Amen. There are multiple ways that they can listen, but we need them to tune in right now. All right? Father God, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. For there is no God like you. There is no God greater. Lord God, we want to tell you thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to wake up, clothing us within our right minds with the activities of our limb. Father, we thank you for a day, oh God, that we have never seen before, a day that we will never see again. So we thank you today, God, for all the things that you've allowed, Father God, and if we messed up, if we didn't complete our task, we ask today that you would give us another chance to get it right. Father God, we thank you now. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, Father God, for because we love you, Lord. And we thank you for all that you are doing in the lives of your people. Amen. And we say thank you now, God. Hallelujah. Speak a word on tonight. Let me be your mouthpiece, God, and we will forever give you the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. And we do pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So good evening again, everybody. Glory to God. We're so thankful to God for this opportunity. Amen. So before we begin tonight and we go into our paperback Bible, make sure y'all have your paperback Bible. Get the greatest weapon of all times. Get the greatest weapon out so that we can go dive into it. Amen. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things that are going on around us, and there's a lot of things that are coming into play. We want you to understand if you are prophetic, if you have a prophetic anointing, you should not be you should not be uneasy. You know, what I'm trying to say is your spirit ought to be troubled. You shouldn't be resting as well as you would like. There are some things that are going on that will should upset your spirit. It'll cause you to get up and do something about it. So we're feeling a little uneasy. And if you are feeling uneasy, and as a prophetic person, you are right on target. Again, if you're uneasy right now, you are on target, because you should be uneasy because of what is going on in the land. Amen. The destruction is in the land. But I believe the Lord. He's getting ready to move his hand because time has wind down. And so with that being said, I just want to encourage you, for those of you who may not be understanding the times right now, for those of you who feel like, you know, Lord, what have I done to deserve this or be in this? Lord God, how are you going to help me? All I'm going to tell you is everybody needs to have a personal relationship with the Father. If you have a personal relationship with God, then you're going to be all right. But if you choose to go contrary to his will, to his way, then you will have to suffer the consequences. Amen. So I want to publicly announce some things over you on today, that every trap that has been set for your feet, every web of jealousy and lies, every character assassination attempt, every ill-spoken word curse that was spoken over you, every ill-maneuvering incantation, satanic injunction, demonic conspiracy, Luciferian plot, and betrayal, it did not work. So we ought to thank God on tonight. God made it fail. Everything that the devil tried, God made it fail. So you ought to thank God that no weapon formed against you prospers. And every tongue that arises against you in judgment is already condemned, for this is your inheritance. Hallelujah. And God's righteousness is with him. So tonight, this is a season of wealth without worrying. We're going to have blessings without burdens, money without misery, restitution without remorse, abundance without agony, cash without crying, increase without incidents, overflow without overdrafting, better without being bothered, greater without going through, head and not the tail, above and not beneath, on top and not on bottom, the lender and not the borrower. We thank you tonight, God, that every word of affirmation that I've made over the lives of your people, that it manifests not many days hence. Not also, God, we thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. Oh, God, we thank you right now that all things are working together for our good. Hallelujah. Because we are the called. We are called according to his purposes. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, let us get to this word tonight. Amen. Let us go to the paperback Bible. I'm not going to be long before you, so I don't really want to drag it out. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, let us go to Luke, the 8th chapter. Let us go to Luke, the 8th chapter. Glory to God. Make sure if anybody come on and you know they're on, just tell them where we are. Amen. Let them know where we are. Amen and amen. So y'all know I love words. I love to dissect words, right? That is part of my MO. Can y'all still hear me well right now? Hallelujah. Can y'all still hear me right now? I need for someone to let me know, because I have moved that, moved a little bit. All right? Y'all can still hear me. Great. All right. So listen, check this out. We all know that Satan is trying to stop you from reaching your full potential in God. We all know that Satan wants to disrupt the plan of God in your life, but I came tonight to let you know that we will depopulate hell. We're coming to get those who the devil has already marked and said that they would be in hell. We're coming to get them up out of hell. We're coming to listen to assist those who are about to give up, those who are about to quit, those who have one foot and almost over with both feet. We're trying to stop them from falling. And so if I can only speak one word tonight to help you, that's what I want to do. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Somebody say the doctor is in the house tonight. Oh, yeah, yeah. The doctor is here. Dr. Jesus is in the house. He's in the room. Yes, he is. He's in the room. So tonight, let us go to St. Luke,
the book of Luke, the eighth chapter, right? And I'm going to start at the 22nd verse. And it reads, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth." How many times do God give us instructions and we move immediately? I'm going to give you a minute to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you move immediately when God gives you an assignment? Well, I was waiting on the answer because most times when God gives us an assignment, some of us take a whole day, some of us take a whole week, some of us take a whole month, some of us take a whole year. Some of us never move expeditiously. Now, I'm going to say this, you always want God to move for you, but you are never willing to move for God. You want God to show up simultaneously, but you don't show up when he gives you something to do, right? We procrastinate, we drag it out, we just do a lot of things, you know, we just put up a fuss, we put up a fight. Some of us want to see a fleece sign because sometimes we don't know if it's God or not, and we just do all sorts of things. But when we need something from God, I guarantee you, when you praying to God, you're like, Lord, I need, it's a 911 emergency. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So here we're seeing that in the 22nd verse, as you're seeing Jesus on a ship with his disciples, and he's giving them the order of let us go over to the other side of the lake, and they launched forth. So right here you can see that they obeyed right then immediately. I have some saying that it's not letting them get on. I'm going to try to see if I can text you a number real quick where you can call one of these people that are on, and maybe they can merge you in. All right? Now, we got to start doing that. Let's do that because I want those that want to be on, I want them to have the opportunity of being on. I don't know what it is with their phone services maybe, but I'm having more people say that to me, and I'm not quite sure how to address it. So I am going to send you a number. Minister Rodney, and so hopefully you'll be able to get in, okay? All right, so y'all, I just try to make sure, you know, those who follow me all the time, I'm slowing down just a minute to find a number to help her get in. All right, so we should be helpers one to another. It's a bad thing when we can't, when we don't want to help nobody. You know what I mean? But we always want all the help. When we don't want to pray for nobody, but we want all the help, it's a bad thing. I'm serious. Every time I look around, it's always you a taker, taker, taker. But you never want to give. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God, right? So we thank God. So listen, verse 22 reads, "But as they sailed, he fell asleep." They're talking about Jesus. As they begin to sail, Jesus fell asleep. Somebody say, he fell asleep. "And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy." All right? I hope y'all follow me. Verse 24 says, "And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
And he said unto them, where is your faith? My God, my God, my God. And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? Hallelujah. They, listen, they were baffled. They were dumbfounded. What manner of man is this? My God, tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obeyed. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight, church. What manner of man is this who can call forth a bread and manna to come out of heaven? A man that can cause and depart the Red Sea. Hallelujah. And can close it at any time that he wants to. A man that can raise the dead, give sight to the blind. Y'all ain't going to have church with me on tonight. Ah, we're talking about what manner of a man is this? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What manner of man is this that can just speak the word? Hallelujah. And the people that he's speaking the word to, he's sending forth the word to a place where he's not, his physical body is not, but he can get there by way of the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all don't want to have church with me on tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, God. I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it a little bit more. But tonight, I want y'all to hear me. If I can give you a word on tonight, because this is what I'm going to be talking about, I need you to look at the word storm. The word storm. S-T-O-R-M. If you can still hear me clearly. Let me know, because I'm adjusting some things. Can you still hear me clearly? Amen. Glory to God. So, storm. A storm is a violent disturbance of the atmosphere with strong winds and usually rain, thunder, lightning, or snow. I'm going to read it again. A strong storm is a violent disturbance. I mean, violent meaning to death. It can kill people, right? Of the disturbance of the atmosphere with strong winds and usually rain, thunder, lightning, or snow. Glory to God. A tumultuous reaction, an uproar, or controversy. Amen. A tumultuous reaction, an uproar, or a controversy. Right? Glory to God. So here we see what a storm is. Now, they were in a storm. It began to rain. It began to rain. It began to sail forth, and then it began to get bad out there on the lake. Hallelujah. The boat began to fill with water. They were in jeopardy. Hallelujah. We just said what a storm was, right? A violent disturbance had hit the water. A violent disturbance had hit their ship, amen, their boat, amen. And it causes the atmosphere to have strong winds. They began to flood in their ship, right? Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God on tonight. And so, you know, we use the word storm, we use a heavy rain or heavy snow or heavy hail. Something that's having a high speed, right? And there are all types of storms. Thank you, Bishop. I'm telling you, I'm saying that there are all types of storms, and you saying, okay, the hurricane, the tornado, you have thunderstorms, amen. We are, this is the year, 2022, Alabama has had more thunderstorms in history, okay? All right, so, but a definition of a storm, we already gave you how violent it is, and it's an atmospheric disturbance. It's violent, amen? Hallelujah. It's clouds are covered with precipitation, strong winds, and all of the third. But tonight, the Bible talks about a storm. And it is a symbol of many different things, right? Non-destructive wind is an apt picture of the presence of God, because God is powerful. We read that in the Bible when it talks about the storm. It talks about God being, the presence of God, you know, is powerful, because we see in Luke, and we have it, in John, we talked about how when the God Spirit came at Pentecost, how the accompanying sign was the sound of a rushing mighty wind. So we understand that the storm, it can be disturbance. It can be pressure. It can be precipitation. It can be winds. It can be thunder. It can be lightning. All right? And so we hear about the storms. There's some spiritual storms that we have, right? And the most highly visible difference is that soon the physical storm has passed. Sometimes we're going through in a spiritual storm, and we tend to weather them a little bit longer, because if it's spiritual, we tend to rely on God getting us through that storm. I'm telling you this, even if this is not a spiritual storm, if we're going through a storm, I rely on God to get us through these storms. Amen. And we understand that a spiritual storm does not become over until God says that it's over. Amen. So we have learned during our storms how to praise, how to pray, and how to persevere. Amen. We have learned how to pray, how to praise, and how to persevere going through a storm. Your storm can be a battle. It can be something that you're going through that is hard on you, something that you can't go through by yourself, something that pulls on you, something that weighs heavily on your spirit. Amen. But what I want you to know tonight, you can overcome your storm. Lord, have mercy. You know, the strongest storm on earth is a typhoon, right? It's a typhoon, and that is it is the strongest tropical cyclone recorded worldwide. Amen. And so, but when we look at storms, a lot of times we just looking at the weather and seeing some weather, some of it is catastrophic, right? And so, but there are storms that we have in our lives, my God, today. Amen. And Jesus told us that we all will be faced with the storms of life. And life, meaning that life is not easy, right? And these storms are many, and they are varied, meaning that they're many and they're different, though. Some of us have this kind of storm. Some have those kind of storms. Some have this and that kind of storm. And some, you know, so our storms are varied. It varies, right? And so there's not a certain particular storm, because we all go through a storm in our lives. You know, sometimes you call a small storm, you call that a single swell thunderstorm, all right, because most times the thunderstorms are brief, they weaken storm, amen, and they grow and they die within an hour or so. So that's not really much, you know what I'm saying? But then sometimes, there's a lot of other storms, you know, that we have, and they are worse than others. Now, we classify storms as tropical depression, tropical storms, and hurricanes. As y'all know, the state of Alabama or the southeast region, Alabama, Florida, we have a lot of hurricanes, New Orleans, all of the southeast region, the lower southeast region. All right, we deal with the hurricanes. That's a hurricane season. And it lasts during the winter months. So, but what I want to say to you is a storm means different things to different people. And while it doesn't have an official meteorological definition, like a hurricane, it is commonly used to describe a deep and active area of low pressure with associated strong winds and precipitation. Now, y'all, some of you are going through the storms right now. Some of you are saying, Lord, if you don't help me, I can't handle the storm. Lord, if you don't come get me, I won't be able to weather the storm. Some of you are saying, Father, I need your help because there's a mighty downpour and I have no shelter. Amen. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Y'all need to call on him because he's a very present help. Glory to God. So, We're going to talk tonight about how God wants to quiet your storm. The Father want to quiet your storm. And some of you so rowdy, glory to God, you are a storm. Hallelujah. Some of you are a firecracker. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give y'all some names tonight. You are a firecracker. You are a storm by yourself. Lord, have mercy. And listen, you know, a real firecracker, you have to light it up. But some of you don't need to be lit up. You listen. You are a firecracker all by yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Storms, can I tell y'all, they do not last forever. They have to come to an end. Amen. They must come to an end. So knowing this, you ought to have to understand the things that you're going through right now, the things that you went through last month, the things that you went through last year, it is temporary. It will not last long. It will not last forever. Amen. So don't get it in your mind that if God brought me through to this storm, he's going to carry me through it. All right? He's carrying me through it. So listen, I'm going to go back to the 22nd. And it came to pass, amen, on that certain day that he went into a ship with the disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Your obedience is key. Your obedience immediately is key. They obeyed immediately. So therefore, God was able to move for them expeditiously. When you obey immediately, it helps for your storm to be over immediately. Amen? That means you won't go through it long because you are in obedience. So that's one of the things. God wants to quiet your storm. A lot of you so rowdy, you be having that get back. You want to get back. You have that get back mentality. You have that retaliation. You want to repay people back for what they did. Listen, sit, listen, let them have it. Sometimes just go on and let them have it. I'm saying sometimes because if a person keeps picking on you over and over and over again, there are sometimes the Lord will let you come to your own defense and just let them know that you are aware of what they're doing, but it will not work. Amen. So, and then says, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. The reason why Jesus fell asleep, because he was at peace. Come on, somebody. How, in any of you have ever rode on a ship or a major ship where, you know, you travel from one state to a country, you know, and or you rode on a ship or a boat, what do you call a boat, a chartered boat, you know, especially like you're going out to fish or whatever, or a chartered boat that you chartered for you and your guests. Have you ever been on a boat and you were at peace? You know, it was just cool. Everything was cool. Everything was going well. Well, that's what happens when you're at peace. If you're tired and you're at peace, you're going to sleep. Amen. But he fell asleep because he was secured in who he was. He was secured in that he's already been given all power, right? So he knew that there was nothing to happen to him that God couldn't get him out of. And that's where we got to be when trouble or your storm arrives. No matter if it blindsides you, no matter if you are, it all happens while you in the midst or middle of something else, whenever your storm arises, you got to know that God can handle it. God can fix it. God will take care of it. Amen, amen, amen. And you'll come out on top. See, and that's a problem. A lot of you, you don't even seek God until you get a storm or you get in a storm. And then you want to tell God to protect your house, to protect your, you know, as if he can't tear that house down and give you a brand new house. Hallelujah. Way more of a house, a bigger house with more amenities in it. Come on. Hallelujah. A bigger, better house than what you had before. So we don't trust God. So y'all got to stop that. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants you to, he wants to take you far beyond your imagination. But in order for him to do that or to make it happen, you must get out of the way and give it totally to him. To be honest, you can't handle it in your own strength. If you could, you would need God, right? So there are some storms that we have that we can't handle on our own. We can't handle it. We had a partner. There's some storms it's going to take God to get us out of. It's going to take God to calm that storm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have to understand that I'm in this storm. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. And the songwriter says, if your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. So tonight we want you, that some of you, you need to have God all the time. You don't need to pick God up only when you have problems or only when you're in the midst of a storm. You need to have him before you get in the storm, so that by the time a storm arises, you're so secured in God, you're so secured in the peace of God, that that storm won't even affect you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, sometimes, you know, things after God have shown you that he could help you in the time of trouble. Amen. You know, soon as things are looking up and God have moved for you countless of times, amen, you right where you want to be. Mm-hmm. You're right where you want to be, then a storm arises, another storm. Some of you have, I'm telling you, there are all kinds of storms. You got some hail storms. Uh-huh. Yeah. You got some snow. Yeah, yeah. You got some rain storms. So you got to always know that a storm is right. It's easy to start, as a storm is always on your trail, whether you put yourself in it or whether God put you in it, right? So storms, I want you to understand, they breed something. When you have a storm in your life and you're not confident in who God is and who God has made you to be, storm breeds contempt. Storms breeds fear. Storms breeds anxiety. Storms breeds stress. And storms breeds worrying. Well, why are y'all doing all these things? Because you're not sure of who God is. Number two, you don't trust in the God of your salvation. Number three, this might have been the first time you've been having to handle this by yourself. All right? So all of these spirits, all of these fears come in. All of these different anxiety level increases, your stress, and you ain't even had no trauma. You just scared because of just being scared. Lord have mercy. And you're stressed. And do y'all not know, when you stress a lot, it wears on your hair. Your hair starts thinning. When you stress a lot, it wears on your facial appearances. You begin to look old. When you stress a lot, worry a lot, it wears on your body. You begin to internalize the hurt, the pain. And you're looking, when you may be 50, you're looking 80. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. So storms breed fear. When the Bible says, when he fell asleep, and there came a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water. They were filled with water and were in jeopardy. They came to him saying, and woke him up. They woke him up, saying, "Master, master, we perish." Now that is the conclusion that they had. We perish, meaning to die. All right, to do away with. And so they're saying, we perish. Then he arose and he rebuked them. He rebuked the wind first, the raging of the water, and they ceased, and then it was a calm again. And he said unto them, where is your faith? A lot of you, the reason why you don't know if you're going to make it through the storm or not is because you don't have faith in God. You talk a good game, but when trouble shows up, the first thing you do is get scared. When trouble shows up, the first thing you do is trying to compromise with your allies. The first thing you do is try to figure out how to wiggle your way out of it, instead of seeing if it's God bringing you to it, or if someone brought you to it. You should be trying to figure out, how, Lord, how do you want me to handle it? How do you want me to go through it? What do you want me to do while I'm in the midst of this storm? Because most definitely, if God bring you to it, he is going to get you through it. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to, so storms, it brings a lot of things, and it brings out the worst in you, because it shows where your faith lies. It shows if you are really leaning and depending on the Lord. It shows if you are a believer or not. All right? So, you know, you said saw when the Lord rebuked the sea, the storm, the water, and then that was peace again. One thing about peace, peace is freedom from the disturbance. You see that he spoke to the wind, he rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. So right here we're seeing God speaking to it, all right? Freedom from disturbance, tranquility, a quiet and a calm state of mind. That's what happens when peace is restored. When peace is upon you, you have tranquility, a quiet and a calm state of mind. Amen? So the Father, he brought the spirit of peace back to the boat, back to the ship. All right? Amen. An agreement of harmony among the people. That's what he brought back. But in the process of it, he rebuked the elements, but then he wanted to know from his disciples, where is your faith? Why are you waking me up when I've given you the same power? Come on here. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that on the day of Pentecost, when they were all in the upper room, they were filled. They were all on one accord. They began to speak in tongues, and the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterances. But the Bible says that they had power. Amen. They had power. They were given power. Amen. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So if you're in the midst of a storm, you mean to tell me you're going to start crying, you're going to start fighting, you're going to start cussing. Most people start cussing. Amen. You cuss God, you cuss everybody, you cuss your mama, you cuss your grandmama. Amen. Instead of speaking to the storm, speaking because you have been given the power to speak to a thing, and it shall move. The Bible says we have, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move, speak to the mountain, and the mountain has to be removed. You can speak to your storm, and your storm has to cease. Everything concerning your storm has to line up. But we choose not to speak to it. Lord, have mercy. We are almost through tonight. Amen. So peace is a state of wholeness and completeness. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. So many of us, when things rise up, we have nowhere to return. Some of us lose faith in God because we blame him for the destruction, or we blame him for the situation that we're in. We got timid because we didn't know the outcome. We lose faith. We began to doubt God when we should have been trusting. Hallelujah. Because thing about God, amen, he's not trying to hurt us, amen, hallelujah. He's not trying to do us any harm, right? And so most times you always think of somebody out to get you, out to hurt you. You think somebody out to harm you, amen, and that everyone that gets close to you, they're going to hurt you. Now listen, let me say this. I have gotten a short end of the stick of most of every relationship that I've ever been in. I'm talking about friendship. Businesship, amen, court, for whatever. I'm going to just say that. I won't, you know. But what I will say is I got the short end of the stick. So, but I cannot treat everybody the same way, though, because I got the short end of the stick. You still have to treat every case different because, why, they're different people. I shouldn't be blaming one of my best friends or what the old best friend did to me. You shouldn't be blaming your new boyfriend, blaming him for what your ex-boyfriend did to you. Amen. Make it make sense. So, so we got to make, you know, put everything in proper perspective. Now, it's time for us to begin to guard ourselves, putting up the guards. Sometimes we have our guards up with people without giving them the chance to get to know us. Amen. Or we'll begin to judge them, amen, according to what we've heard rather than what we know. Come on here, somebody. I'm telling you, there are people that are going to try to keep you from your destiny by telling you about those God is using you to connect with that will help get you to your destiny. And because you heard somebody say something concerning them in a negative way, you're going to believe what they said, and now you are holding up your destiny. God have mercy. God, listen, I'm trying to tell y'all something. That's not fair. It's not fair. You know, get to know people for yourself. Oftentimes when your storm comes, you panic or you begin to think the worst to the point, amen, that you'll begin to curse with your mouth everything that ain't right or is right and or ain't, you know, not realizing that words have power. So tonight I want you to understand that the Father wants you. He wants to quiet your storm. He wants to be the voice of reasoning that when storms arise, that you allow your spirit man, hallelujah, to cause you to go into prayer, to cause you to pray against the storm, to cause you to pray against the things that the storms can do to disrupt, to tear up, to break up, to, you know, to so that people's lives won't be damaged forever. Yeah. You God want to quiet your storm so that you will have, and he wants to put you in a position to where you have power over your storm and your storm don't have power over you. So you see, because any time you have power over something, you can catapult that thing. You can steer that thing. You can spearhead that thing in the way you want it to go when you have power over it and not having it over you. Come on, somebody. Because when we find out that when the storm have power over us, it has us like a yo-yo. It tells us when to do, when to move, how to move, when not to move, what to say, when not to say, like we are a puppet. But I want you to know today, God does not want our storms being a puppet or us being a puppet, hallelujah, for our storms. But he wants us to have power over our storms. Amen. Glory to God. He wants us to have power, amen, to be able to control the storm, to be able to say peace. Be still and it's still. He wants us to have power to use our words, amen, that he has given us to speak life and not death. He wants you to be able to control your storm. So today, I hope tonight that you've gotten something that you can apply to your life. Call on your God of peace. Call on peace. Call peace forward in a troublesome time. Call on the God of peace that surpasses our understanding, that'll keep your hearts and minds stayed on him. You know what I'm saying? Call on Jesus, the one who sets you free, the one who died for you, the one who made you whole, the one who gave you life. Come on, call on that name, the name of Jesus, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord. Call on God's name. Call on Yahweh. Call on the healer. Hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tishkenu, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Shammah. Come on, Jehovah Gabor, call on his name. Hallelujah, and I guarantee you he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Amen, on tonight. So we bless the Lord for you guys on tonight. Dr. Kim and Kim, let's get ready to open up these phone lines. When you come on, I want you to give me your name, city, and state. Tell me where you're chiming in from and if you got a prayer request. Going on over to these lines. Good evening, Carl. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that mighty word.
Just
thank
not
you for that word
it.
On tonight.
Okay, God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
I've been through the storm, and I've been through the fire. Thank you for that word.
Amen. The Father says he brought you, he brought you through the storm, and he brought you through the fire. Now he done brought you on the other side. And when he bring you on the other side, that means you're out of the fire, you're out of the storm. And he, listen, he have shown you where you have power over it. God has given us power over our adversary. And so, we struggle with a lot of things sometimes. I'm talking about in general. We struggle because we don't realize the power that we possess. You know, but Lord, I see you using these people, and they got a lot of power. But you don't even, as if our power is so minute, we downplay the power that God has given us. So God wants us to use everything, every gifting, every anointing, whatever it is that God has given you, he wants you to use it to its full potential. I would not Amen. Have a God that has everything, and I don't get my portion up out of the pot. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We allow the enemy to eat our portions when we need to be eating the portion that God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So on tonight,
Amen.
God wants to quiet your storms, the things that you've been in that have seemed like it's taken you so forever to get out. Just know this, that this will be the last time that you will see those giants. The giants that you faced on yesterday,
Amen.
You'll never see them again. And that's the way you got to look at it. You'll never see them again. Glory to God. So I'm glad. Thank you for tuning in with us on tonight. We love you. Amen. And you're calling from the Brookhaven area. I'm just saying it because we couldn't hear you say it. And so we thank God for you on tonight. Go in peace knowing that God is fighting for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I do apologize for that. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven location. I thank you so much for that word. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Ronnie Houston, Texas. Great word, great word, great word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you on tonight. I want you to begin to see your storms as nothing. Amen. They're not going to shake you. They're not going to break you. They're not going to bend you, even though you may bend sometime, but you ain't breaking. Amen. And you will not bow to the storm. We got to stop bowing to the storms as if they got more power than what we have. Listen, the storms happen because of whatever God want it to be. You know what I'm saying? If God calls us to have a storm, and it is what it is. Then you have the government who wants to use global warming, and you do certain things in elements to try to get, you know, a storm reaction out of whatever they're trying to do. Now, that ain't of God, you know, so they trying to play God, just like they go to the moon, and so they say they go to the moon, and they're trying to figure out how people living on the moon, and, you know, they're just tampering with something that they really don't have no business tampering with. But one thing I know about God, when he gets tired, some of them going to wish they had never tried to come up there, all right, before time. Amen. So God Amen. Wants to give you the authority to speak to your mountains, to speak to your storms, to speak to situations and circumstances. And you tell it what to do. We have the power to speak to it and say, I command you to cease. I command you to loose your grip. I command you to loose your hold. I command that this storm dissipate. I command that this storm blow over immediately. I command that this storm that's in my life, that it comes to stop, that it will not, that it won't grow, it won't fester, it will not cause me any harm, any hardship. Hey, man, it will not cause people to lose their lives. You have the power to speak to a thing. Amen. So, man, thank you. So is he. Thank you for tuning in on tonight. I love you. Have a good evening.
I love you, too.
Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I thank you for that word, and I thank the Lord for letting you use that word on tonight. And I thank him for the power that he left us, he gave us to speak to our storm. So I thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, woman of God. See, sometimes God will just give us a word to remind us of what to do, what not to do. All right, yeah, I know, you know, that's been a minute to talk about storms, but as we have the storms, sometimes we need to be reminded, because sometimes things are going chaotic, or chaos is coming in our lives, in our homes, in our jobs,
Amen.
You know what I'm saying, in our relationships,
Amen.
And it's chaotic. And sometimes we begin to, you know, just to try to compromise with what's going on, trying to keep peace. For peace sake, and God didn't call
Amen.
Us to compromise our integrity.
Amen.
He calls you to compromise your belief. If you are a believer of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ, you should compromise that to please somebody else. Either they have to come
Amen.
Up to where you are, or you keep it moving. So God will remind us that we have the power already in us. We ain't got to look for it. We ain't got to beg for it. But we have the power to listen. Storm, you're going to be quiet.
Amen.
You're going to talk when I talk to you. If I don't tell you to speak, you have no power to speak. You ain't got no power to tell folks home. You ain't got no power to bust up folks home. Your job is to sit. Hey, man, and you got to, and I'm going to send you somewhere. And most likely,
Amen.
We're going to send all of our storms to out of darkness. seeking rest and finding none. Amen. Because we do not want our storm to overtake us. We do not want our storm to overtake those who we love. Amen. But we must put our storms in check. God gave you a storm. Some people can't live to tell about their storm. Some of you have storms in your life, and it almost took your life. Some of you have storms that you have not. Some people are not here today to tell you about the latest storm that they had. So I'm trying to tell you this. Don't let the storms take you out of here. Don't let the storms have power over you, but you have power over your storms. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it smells like. I don't care how long you've been in a storm. You could have been in a storm way too long. But sometimes you put yourself in a storm, and sometimes you cause it to have to be longer than what God would have caused it to be. Because if God brings you to a storm, and if you obey God, he's going to quickly bring you out. But sometimes you fighting God. You're doing everything but what you need to be doing, and it causes you to stay in the storm longer. But tonight, God wants you to have power over your storm. So speak to your storm.
Hallelujah.
Speak to it and tell it what you want it to do.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in
from
the Brookhaven area.
Thank you.
Amen.
Love you.
God
have a blessed
night. I accept. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Amen. Well, we thank the Lord. Amen. Tonight, glory to God. Listen, for those of you, I know that February the 14th is coming up. Some of you need to learn to date yourself. Some of you need to learn to date yourself instead of trying to buy love. Amen, trying to buy love. Let me tell you something. You can't buy love. You can buy it. You can give a person the things that they want. But don't you know that the more you give them, the more they want? Amen. The more you give them, the more they want. So you, but then when your money run out, what you think they going to do? They going to run out. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So you really can't buy happiness. It may seem like you have it because you got the money and you're buying. But guess what? A fool and his money will soon depart if you ain't doing what God told you to do with the money. Glory to God. So
Amen.
I want to say to you, don't be looking for no boo right now. Don't be trying to get booed up. Amen. Wait till after Valentine's Day so you ain't got to buy no gifts. You ain't got to get no card. You ain't got to get no candy. You ain't got to have no sex. You ain't got to get into all of that stuff. So you got to use wisdom. Amen. Even if your ex is calling you right now, they're trying to get something. They ain't calling you to check on you. They want to hook up. They want a booty call. They want your money. They want you to do something for them. Pay attention. If they didn't call you none during Christmas to give you something, what makes you think they're going to give you something now? Amen. So let us be wise. Don't get caught in these traps called love, a trap called a hookup. Amen. You might get hooked up for real, get hooked up to something you can't turn loose or you can't get rid of. So pay attention. Get wise. Be wise, y'all, in this hour. Amen. Learn to love yourself. Because if you don't, you can't love nobody else if you don't love yourself. So date yourself. Amen. Treat yourself nice. If you can't find anything to do on the 14th, go take your own self to get you a massage. Get you your nails done. Get your toes done. Amen. Go buy you an outfit just because you want to love on you. You too busy loving yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we don't have time for the foolishness. And I'm telling you now, if anyone come into your life and they are coming in and they are not coming in right, you know, you are wasting time. You don't have time to wait. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to say that. If this last time for callers, anybody else on here tonight that wants to get through? Amen. All right. Well, listen, you guys. We are bringing our marriage ministry on tour. Amen. In the latter 6 months of the year, we're going to be bringing it on tour. We're going to be stopping in a town near you. So if you would like for us to bring marriage to ministry in your town, we need for you to inbox me, look me up on Facebook, Sylvia Hunter, or Dr. Sylvia Hunter's page. Message me
Amen. Send me your number. I will get back with you as soon as possible. If you need a book, my book is called Keys for Successful Marriages. If you need a book, inbox me. I can give you information whereby you can get your book. Amen. We're thankful to God for all that he's doing in our lives. Listen, I need for y'all to get on here next week. Call your neighbors and friends and let them know that I'll be on the same Jesus time, the same Jesus station. So listen, people, it's been real. Until then, next time, shalom.
Nothing can stop me.
Nothing can
block
me.
I am a winner. Look at your neighbor and say, I see the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me.
Victory. You gotta speak victory over your life.
Nothing can stop me. Yeah. Nothing can block me. Yeah. I am a winner. I see the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me.